This is Jay Sekulow. New developments in Washington, D.C. An archaeologist in Israel say they found the tomb of King Herod.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I just came back from Washington, D.C. Actually, this morning, I was there for a couple of days. Jordan was with me as well. We were working in our government affairs office. A lot going on in Washington. The president, as you know, has sent a letter to the Congress saying that he will veto pro-abortion legislation. Well, that comes as announcements were made by Planned Parenthood that the number of abortions they have increased over the last year. A huge increase, 3.5% over the year before. Ready for this? A staggering number of the number of abortions that Planned Parenthood. This is just for the year 2005 alone.
264,943 abortions. That was in 2005. That's the most current number that's come out. Sold more than 1.2 million emergency birth control kits. It was an increase overall of almost 4%, 3.9% over the 2004 numbers. But again, folks, just Planned Parenthood, and they are not the entire abortion provider for the United States. They are responsible for about 30% of the abortions, I think, in the United States, responsible for 264,943 abortions just in 2005 alone. Those statistics just coming out today, and Planned Parenthood's proud of those statistics. They released those statistics, and the article it's in, I think, lifenews.com, talks about how much money Planned Parenthood makes off these abortions and how
they're the in the business of this, folks. I mean, Planned Parenthood are in the abortion business, and business for them was up 3.6%, 3.9%, which is a big increase over 2009.
Yeah, I think here's the exact number. Now, Planned Parenthood, it says in the article, and we've talked about it on the show, they almost have a billion dollar a year budget. But just from abortions in 2005, remember, Planned Parenthood always says, we're not only about abortions, we're about family planning and all these other things, and that we should get federal funding, and that's one of the fights that's going on right now in the U.S. House and Senate. But they get $100 million. They make $100 million profit from doing abortions. Just in the year 2005, the same year that they performed 264,000 abortions, they made $100 million off of those abortion procedures.
Folks, it's an outrageous number. The president, by the way, is getting ready to veto a series of legislation. I want to know what you have to think about this and other issues as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of issues coming down in Washington, D.C. Your thoughts on the Congress, on the abortion issue, other questions you might have, again, 800-684-3110. And then an interesting discovery from the good people at Hebrew University, which is one of the finest educational institutions in the country. Archaeologists believe, you ready for this, folks, that they found the tomb of King Herod. Now, Israeli archaeologists have been working on this for about 35 years. It looks like they have found King Herod's tomb. He's the legendary builder of ancient Jerusalem. The discovery was a tomb they've been excavating. There's a lot of this. When I was in Israel, there was a lot of this going on. So it's not surprising in that sense, except this is, again, if you want to see the Bible come to life, read these articles. They're all over the Internet right now about, and it's CNN had just done, and Fox and others are doing big stories on this. But the discovery of Herod's tomb, the accuracy of the Bible being determined even by science and the science of archaeology. So a fantastic discovery. In Israel. We'll get more into that when we come back from the break. Hey, folks, we've heard from, ready for this, in just a few days on this Freedom of Choice Act issue, literally tens of thousands of you have contacted us. We'll only be doing this for a couple more days. We want to encourage you to join the petition. We're trying to preserve this ban on partial birth abortion. The president said he'll veto this Freedom of Choice Act, but we really need to hear from you on this.
All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org and sign up online or call our toll-free number 877-989-2255.
I'm talking about freedom.
It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live it.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Talking about international events, too, as well. Many of you know I'm very interested in Israel. We do a lot of work in the Middle East. And this archaeological find of King Herod's tomb by Hebrew University archaeologists. What a great discovery this is. Be interesting when we're over there. We're taking a group of our friends and members to Israel in June, taking about over 250 people are going with us. And, of course, this discovery is used. They've been working on this, by the way. People think these happen overnight. They've been working on trying to locate the tomb of Herod since 1972. So this has been going on for a while. Drew Ryan's in our office in Washington, D.C. He's actually in our studios in Washington today. We wanted to get a sense about the Washington issues specifically. Drew, yesterday we were all up there and we were talking about this. You've got a host of issues coming. You got the Freedom of Choice Act. Let's talk about some of these other issues coming. You got the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, hate crimes. You've got the Fairness Doctrine. Of course, the lobbying legislation looks like it's right around the corner now.
Well, without a doubt, Jay, and I, as I mentioned to you yesterday, it looks like the agenda of the hard left, the far left, is really driving the bus now in the House. And their wish list of issues are really being pushed to the front. And I tell you what, we are extremely busy here in D.C. trying to put out all these fires and really come up with a good defense from where we are, just kind of towing the line. And like you mentioned, we're going to see the grassroots lobbying language again this week. We've been talking about it. We talked about it a few months ago. It kind of keeps percolating out there. We know for sure now that Marty Meehan out of Massachusetts is going to submit H.R. 2093. It's basically a reworking of the Section 220 language that we fought so hard in the Senate. However, Jay, kind of the interesting twist on this is he takes out all wording that says grassroots in it and just basically says that anybody that does get any kind of grassroots activities is now a lobbying firm. So I would have to say it's very disingenuous. And two, the fact that they're going to keep pushing on this, we're probably going to see it this Friday, no later than this Friday, either than the subcommittee or the committee in the House Judiciary. So Nathaniel Bennett, who's my deputy here in the Government Affairs Office, we are working hard to continue to inform people of the problems that this language presents and then also start lining up our friends to be able to combat this at the committee level.
Let me tell you a couple things that have gone there, folks. We're going to be talking about this on Thursday's program. This lobbying bill, Drew said, probably Friday will be the first introduction of this, and then we will have a week to defeat it. We won in the United States Senate. We're going to have a real battle in the House on this. And it would have your church register. It's actually the bill, the Meehan bill is actually broader than the language in the previous bill. And Jordan, you've been looking at this morning as well. This is a very, very significant development.
It is. It's about grassroots. It's about speech. It's not about endorsing candidates. Folks, you don't have to go that far Of course, that's a totally different thing. What we're talking about here is doing issue advocacy campaigns, issues like partial birth abortion or talking
Freedom
about
Freedom of Choice Act, even that we're doing
finance,
right now, right?
All those kind of issues that have come up most recently in the news. Basically, everything that we talk about in this program on a daily basis, when we ask you to do those petitions, that's how you fall under one of these groups. But you don't have to be as big as the ACLJ or the other groups that you listen to on Christian radio and on Christian TV every day. You could be a local church, a local organization. If your church gets involved in an issue, a certain piece
and spends
of
money,
like a local piece of legislation or the partial birth abortion ban or stem cell research, all these kind of issues that get very important. Every so often when you've got a big issue that comes up, you could fall under these restrictions and be liable for massive fines and possibly even jail time for the leaders of your organization.
Now, Drew, we thought that this was going to happen because when we saw the testimony that the Senate Democrats put forward, we saw this in there. And our lawyers went to work on that immediately. I remember meeting with Trent Franks and others in Washington on this. We saw this coming. So we've been prepared. We're going to have to mount an aggressive defense. How do things look?
Well, I tell you what, you're exactly right, Jay. An aggressive defense is the best way of putting it. We know we have had one positive piece of news, and that is Democrat leadership refuses to put the Meehan language in the base bill of the lobbying reform package. What that means is Meehan is going to have to make his case at the subcommittee and the committee levels. That's where the fight is right now because, Jay, you and I have talked about this. If it gets through the committee in a parliamentary procedure, Democrat leadership may protect it with a closed rule. Then the only chance we really have of winning on this is one of our friends on the conference committee, as the two bills, the lobbying that was passed in the Senate and the House, are put together with the conferee. So I tell you what, our chance to defeat this, Jay, is right here at the subcommittee and the committee levels. That's why we're working so hard this week to make sure our friends are lined up. And then we also are informing other Democrat offices of, hey, you really don't want to go down
well,
this path.
Well, let me tell you this. We're joined by this with the American Civil Liberties Union, believe it or not, folks. We've signed joint letters. We've issued joint opinions. We've gotten a tremendous amount of research done on this. We both agree that this is a tremendous restriction on speech. Thursday and Friday on the program, obviously, that's going to be a focal point. You're going to see it again during next week, and then it probably be voted on the next week. So by the 18th, this could be done. It's that significant. I'll be also broadcasting from New York some next week as well because we've got our hearing at the United Nations. So there is a lot, as you can imagine, going on right now at the American Center for Law and Justice, including all the work on these legislative initiatives, many of which we're trying to beat back right now. Let's go right to the phones.
Gina is calling from California on line one. Gina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Gina. Gina, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Gina, and when I was 17 years old, I was about 4 or 5 months pregnant, and I didn't really understand about pregnancy. And so I went to the school, and they sent me to the free clinic. And so I went to Planned Parenthood, and they told me that it wasn't a baby yet. And so if I hurried and got rid of it, it was just a mass of cells. And
now, you were in about the fourth month of pregnancy?
Yeah, I was about 5 months pregnant when they did the abortion. And they told me that I was hurrying to get rid of it before it turned into a baby.
Yeah, this is the distortion.
They lied to me.
This is the distortion of Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is their business. I mean, and if you don't think it's a business, folks, we've got the report today about the number of abortions that Planned Parenthood did. And unfortunately, they're getting, not only are they having these huge numbers of abortions, but our taxpayer dollars are funding Planned Parenthood to the tune of about $265 million a year.
That's right. They've got an overall budget of almost $1 billion. They're getting very close to hitting that billion-dollar number. They did 264,000 abortions in 2005 alone. That was just the year 2005. They released these numbers. This is not something
right.
You have to go and dig up. They're proud of these numbers. Just off of those abortions in 2005, Planned Parenthood took in $100 million. $100 million from 264,000, really almost 265,000 abortions performed in just 1 year. And the scary thing is, folks, Planned Parenthood is still only about 30%
of
the
abortion
performed in the United States. That is not the total number, of course. That's just what Planned Parenthood is responsible for.
$100 million in revenue, 265,000 abortions in 2005, an increase of 3.9%, a budget of $1 billion, 25% of which, or $250 million, comes from you and me. And at the same time, they're trying to get through the Freedom of Choice Act, which would undo the ban on partial birth abortion, would say any statute, state or federal, that, quote, interferes with or hinders the right to abortion would be unconstitutional, would be illegal. This is what Congress is trying to get through, and this is where we're fighting back, folks. I need you to go to your phones. So the last 2 days, we're going to be able to do this on radio. 877-989-2255. If you want to say enough is enough with this, 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign your name. Again, we want this petition to preserve this victory in the partial birth abortion case. It's that serious. Also, folks, go to the website at aclj.org. We've got a new question up, a poll question. We've listed a number of issues. We want to know what's the number one issue for you. If you'd go to your phones, you can call us at 877-989-2255 to sign that petition, or you can also go to aclj.org, and while you're there, stop by and participate in our new poll that's up right now.
Let's go back to the phones. Robin's calling from Idaho on line 5. Robin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Oh, it just disgusts me. These people think that they're so smart. They're killing babies. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, not only are they not ashamed of it, let me tell you what they're doing. They're advertising that their revenue is up, 265,000 abortions performed in 2005, their increase of 3.9% over 2004. They have had $100 million in revenue from doing abortions alone just in the year 2005. As Jordan said, we're not having to dig this up, folks. This is their numbers. They're publishing this.
That's right. They published it over the weekend. $100 million made off those 264,943,000 abortions, and they made $100 million off that towards their total budget of nearly $1 billion a year. And, of course, we pay $265 million of that $1 billion budget out of our federal tax dollars to Planned Parenthood. But, yeah, Planned Parenthood, they release these numbers. These are not numbers you have to go and dig up and find. They actually release them to everyone. Folks, that was an increase almost of 4%, 3.9% from 2004 alone of the number of abortions Planned Parenthood was responsible for. 264,943 abortions, which Planned Parenthood made $100 million off of just last year.
Drew, very quickly, about 15 seconds, on the Freedom of Choice Act, we're getting good support on this, and we only got really a few seconds here. What is your sense on the next move? They're going to keep being aggressive on these pieces of legislation, correct?
Without a doubt, Jay. Nadler has introduced this piece of legislation for the last three Congresses. He's going to continue to push this. Like I said, the agenda of the hard left is driving the bus in the House right now. They're going to keep pushing as long and as hard as they can.
All right, Drew Ryan is heads up our government affairs office in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us. We're going to have Drew back on Thursday or Friday as this issue progresses. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110, talking about a variety of issues. Your calls, we're taking them at 800-684-3110. And as we go to a break, do me a favor, go to your phones. This is today and tomorrow, the last 2 days we're going to be able to do this. This is the Freedom of Choice Act. We're trying to defeat this. This would undo the ban on partial birth abortion. We need your help on this. 877-989-2255 to push this legislation back. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes the school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to JSEC Live. Our number 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the program again, 1-800-684-3110. We've talked about a lot about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and these staggering numbers coming out of Planned Parenthood. If you're just joining us, we want to go over it very quickly. And if you are on the line, we will get to your calls again, 1-800-684-3110. The new Planned Parenthood numbers of the amount of abortions performed were released. This is the amount of abortions performed in the year 2005. These just came out. Folks, there was an increase of 3.9% of the number of abortions performed from 2004 to 2005. Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, so just Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, did 264,943 abortions. So almost 265,000 abortions in the year 2005 alone. And of course, we've talked about the fact that Planned Parenthood has almost a billion dollar a year budget. Off of these abortions from 2005, they generated about $100 million from those 265,000 abortions.
Incredible number, really.
$100 million. So we've been talking about that, as well as legislation coming on in Washington, D.C. We're going to go right to the phones again. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Terry's calling from New York on line 5. Terry, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hello. Thank you, Jay, and all the team for coming against this thing in the Supreme Court. But I've got to say, I'm not surprised in the least, because every time pro-lifers have a victory, they've got to come out and try and find a way to circumvent it. I also have another question. Saying that this proposal fails, what is the update on the defunding of Planned Parenthood?
Well, right now the defunding issue has gotten very difficult with the change in the Congress, as you can imagine. And the fact of the matter is, your victory is for them not to get an increase in funding. Right now the big concern is this Freedom of Choice Act. And it's got big ramifications, because it would basically be a statute that says anything that interferes or hinders with abortion, any federal or state statute, would be null and void. So it's huge.
Right. In the past, that was created in the past concurrently, or in the future, any state law, anything, any ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, like the partial birth
rule, retroactive to the partial birth abortion case.
That's right.
Terry. Yeah,
any kind of abortion restriction that's ever been passed or upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, state, federal, local, and they use those words, past, current, present, and future, would all be null and void. Every single one of them, abortion would be completely unregulated for the most part. And this legislation has a real chance of going somewhere in the House of Representatives. That's why we need you folks to join with us and stand with us, because this is a real fight. People have got to realize, after being in Washington yesterday, I know we've talked about it a lot, but when you're in these meetings, folks, you realize this legislation actually has chances of passing, real chances. These aren't just pieces of legislation like a few years ago when things were a little bit different in Washington that may be introduced but weren't even worth us talking about on the radio because they had just absolutely zero chance of passing. Now they do, and we have got to fight back, and we've got to make sure there's attention on this legislation. 877-989-2255. If you want to join the petition to protect life, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign up online or call that toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Mark's calling from Texas on line 3. Mark, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, just a quick question, and I'll get off the line. Educate me and your listeners, if you will, on there's $250 million that are coming from taxpayers' pockets or tax that can
right.
be funded for other things that are more important, of course, especially considering we're at war. I'm wondering, that's 25% of their budget based on the numbers that you shared with us today.
Right.
Will you teach me or help me understand where this money comes from, how it flows?
Well, it's very simple, Mark, and I appreciate your call. It's a direct appropriation. They take money out of the physical treasury of the United States, and $265 million of it goes directly to Planned Parenthood. They get a check.
That's right.
Of our taxpayer dollars. That's
right.
How it works.
That's something that's been...
No secret. It's real easy, real straightforward.
It's been legislation since the 80s. That's right. They get a cut out of the federal tax program, a certain amount of money. And right now, folks, it was interesting because before the 2006 elections, we were actually supporting legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. And that legislation got stalled because of the elections. Now, after the results of those elections, Harry Reid has introduced legislation in the U.S. Senate. He's the majority leader from the Democratic Party, but now the majority leader of the U.S. Senate has introduced legislation to get more money for Planned Parenthood than that $265 million a year, to get more money to abortion providers in the country. And he did that while working with groups like NARAL, NOW, and Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, they're unapologetic about this, and it's a direct taxpayer. It's a direct tax pay from the taxpayers to the Treasury, Treasury to Planned Parenthood. That's straightforward.
Let's go back to the phone. Sabrina's calling from Kentucky on line 5. Sabrina, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi. Thank you all for your work.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. I really just had a comment. I have two daughters. One is now 4 and one is 3. And they were both preemies. One came almost 12 weeks early and the second one was 8 weeks early. And I really just want the listeners to understand, these babies came out, they were functional children, and have them aborted at late term, especially partial birth abortion, is unbelievable to me that the only difference between my children and what someone is laying on a table killing is that I wanted mine.
Well, you know, you're exactly, I appreciate you calling in, I appreciate your input on this, but that's exactly what this is. And this partial birth abortion case that we had about 3 weeks ago, a huge victory at the Supreme Court of the United States. They're trying to take it away from us. And this is this Freedom of Choice Act, and they're being aggressive about it. But you got to understand something. This is the mindset. I was in Washington, and Jordan was too. We had big meetings yesterday and on Capitol Hill in our offices in Washington, and this is a huge fight. It's a fight for the survival of our culture, and it's a fight for a pro-life agenda. And right now, it's a defensive fight. In other words, trying to keep legislation away. And this particular legislation, which I am optimistic we can beat back, this so-called Freedom of Choice Act. But again, it's going to take the American people to really have a difference with this.
Kathy's calling from Virginia on line 6. Kathy, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
I just wondered if Jay could talk for a moment about, there's a lot of people that voted for conservative Democrats,
right,
thinking that there wouldn't be such a liberal agenda.
Right.
What has happened to them?
Well, they don't control the committees. They don't control the machinery. That's the problem. And when they don't control the machinery, they could have a conservative agenda, but it's not going to matter when it comes to a vote. Now, we need to say this. Bob Casey, the senator from Pennsylvania, we need his vote, and I think he's going to vote the right way. When the president vetoes the stem cell bill on human embryonic stem cell, his vote's going to be the critical way we carry the United States Senate. So that's pretty much the way it works. But we were talking about this very issue yesterday.
It is. You've got a very small group. Bob Casey, probably one of the only ones in the U.S. Senate right now. Now, you do have Max Baucus. There are some others who will go more moderate on the issue when it comes to things like partial birth abortion. On the flip side, there are some Republicans who do the wrong thing when it comes to partial birth abortion. So it crosses party line of the abortion debate, though, of course, it is a pretty partisan issue when you look at it between the two major parties in the United States. But in the House, what happens is you have these massive whip programs, is what it's called, where you put together the legislation. Nancy Pelosi does it. And you could have 3 or 4 detractors. But in the House, that doesn't really mean much. And the coalitions within the Democratic Party especially are so overwhelmingly pro-abortion on all in any kind of abortion procedure that you've only got just a few pro-lifers. And that's what you have to deal with. And so their votes really don't become very effective. Let's go right back to the phones. Chris is calling from New Hampshire on line 3. Chris, welcome to JSecu.
Quickly, Chris, we only got a few seconds here.
Sure, no problem. I'm just calling about I don't know if you guys saw this, but the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists released something. I have a daughter with Down syndrome, and they released something stating that all women now should be tested for Down syndrome, and they're actually recommending that they abort the child at an early stage in order for the same thing as a woman called before, in order before it becomes a baby.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Number one, the idea that you'd be aborting children because their disability is Down syndrome is, this is the abortion agenda, folks. This is what makes me so outraged on this agenda from Planned Parenthood and others. And that's why, and I appreciate your call, Chris, that's why we're fighting back and fighting back aggressively, folks. But we just got a day or two here. We need your help on this.
Let's go back. We need you to call us 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call that toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
Also, check out the poll on ACLJ.org. New poll up. We need your help.